body as well. So when this paranoid bundle of misery thinks you're in danger, he hits the emergency alarm and prepares you for war. A war that isn't happening. When he activates the alarm, he throws your body into chaos. Your body thinks it needs to prepare you for battle. Maybe you've heard of the fight or flight response in biology. That's what's happening to your body. Your body is preparing to fight. Your heart starts to race, giving you an extra boost in case you need to run for your life. And your body moves all of its energy away from unnecessary activities, such as digestion, causing nausea, constipation, and diarrhea. It floods adrenaline throughout you, giving you super strength, along with dizziness and headaches. All this activity can cause chest pain, shortness of breath, and most of all, panic, all in an effort to keep you safe. The worst part about this whole disaster is that the pain is real. It's not in your head, it's in your body. But it was your dictator that triggered this mess. Like a guilty kid who accidentally broke something, the dictator tries to cover up his mess. He tells you, "Whoa, something bad must be happening. Why else would you feel this way?" He tries to convince you there's something medically wrong with you. Maybe you're having a heart attack. Maybe there's something seriously wrong with you. You should probably freak out. No, the reality is your dictator caused it, and he doesn't want to own up to what he did. Eventually, your brain realizes that it's been scammed again, and it starts to power down, all the while leaving you confused and exhausted. What happens when you buddy up with your dictator? Lots of people buddy up with their dictator. Most people won't admit it, but they do. They make a nice, cozy spot for him in their brain and constantly feed him, keeping him strong. Why would someone do that? Because he's like an annoying two-year-old. He is constantly nagging people and wearing them down. Sometimes it's just easier to give him what he wants. Oh, you don't want me to go to the party? Fine, I will find a way to avoid it. Fine, you don't want me to go to school? I'll just find a way to not go. The scary reality is that your dictator has some mad skills. He is very shifty, and he can convince you that you don't want to do these things. He'll convince you it has nothing to do with him or anxiety. You don't want to go to school because you're sick, not because you're worried. You don't want to go to the party because it sounds boring, not because you're afraid to talk to people. You wash your hands all the time because they're dirty, not because you're afraid of getting sick. Your dictator doesn't want you to know that he has the remote control to your brain. He doesn't want you to realize that he is the one calling the shots, wreaking havoc on your body and your mind. In a perfect world, he would like to be completely invisible, completely off your radar, living a life of anonymity. When you deny he exists, he revels in your ignorance. When you make excuses for his behavior, he thinks you're awesome. All the while, he's growing bigger and bossier, dictating what you should do and how you should think. That's not cool. Why taking your little man down is the only option. You might have a soft spot for your dictator, but trust me, he is not your friend. When you provide a nice, cozy place for him, he likes it. When you believe all of his lies, he loves you. When you follow his irrational demands, he gets fed. When he gets fed, he gets bigger. When he gets bigger, he gets louder and more paranoid. And that, my friend, is not good news for you. You don't need to be politely telling your dictator to leave you alone. You need to annihilate him. He doesn't get the hint. He doesn't take no for an answer. It is either him or you. You're either going to live your life according to his fears, or you'll have to obliterate him. Anxiety themes. Not all dictators are the same. They come in all different shapes and sizes. Some are giants and some are little pests. His size is ultimately up to you. You can feed him and grow him big, or starve him and make him small. Your dictator loves to study you. He studies your fears, your doubts. He is your silent companion through life, watching your reactions and scanning your thoughts for insecurities. What does your dictator do with his findings? He hones in on your weak spots. He learns where you are most vulnerable and makes his plan of attack. Usually your dictator will pick one or two areas where he can get you the most. I like to call these things anxiety themes. It's important to try to figure out what type of anxiety themes your dictator is trying to sell you.